This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big defensive day out here at the NFL Combine today. And the Bears, they could probably use a guy on the interior. They definitely need a defensive end. So Abdul Carter was up there, who is very possible that Abdul Carter out of Penn State could go number one overall. So the Bears would probably have to trade up to get him. James Pierce was talking. Everybody was talking on the defensive end side. A defensive lineman that was speaking today, somebody that I'm very interested in, Dan, and I know you are too, everybody is, and that's Mason Graham out of Michigan, the defensive tackle, who is definitely a guy who is being mock drafted in top 10. I mean, I've seen him. I think the latest I've seen him is like 6, I think, maybe a 7. So with the Bears at 10, again, they'd have to move up or get lucky. But this is a hell of a player right here. This is a 3 technique, man. I mean, this is what you need. This is what you've been looking for, unless they think Jervon Dexter is it. Before I play the audio, I will just ask you straight up, Dan, do you think the Bears need a 3 technique, or do you think that the development of Jervon Dexter is going well?
Dream scenario if Mason Graham were to be on the board when the Bears were picking at 10, because I do think that that is the type of player that they would love to add. I think you heard from Ryan Poles on Tuesday talking about adding teeth to the pass rush, but specifically doing so on the interior. I think he used the word, the phrase that we need a guy who can puncture the pocket on a regular basis, you know, and so that's going to come from a guy who understands how to be a major disruptor on the interior of the defensive line. And so, it's a deep draft for that position group. If the Bears lucked their way into Mason Graham, stranger things have happened. I think they would be ready to celebrate on the Friday of draft weekend. I think that's a position that they're going to be heavily invested in trying to upgrade as they try to build this defense into something formidable.
Well, let's take a listen now to Mason Graham, defensive tackle, Michigan.
So what's the most important part about playing 3 technique?
I just feel like, you know, physicality, you know, doing your job every play. You know, us as D linemen, we're told to do the same thing playing throughout, maybe like 70 snaps a game. So, I mean, doing the same thing over and over again is probably, you know, the hardest part. And I feel like, you know, D linemen, I pride myself on doing that.
Why are you good at it?
I feel like I've put in a lot of hard work. I've been coached really well all throughout high school, college. Put in the extra time, put in the extra work, try to perfect and be the best player I could for my teammates.
You think you'll still be available at number 10 in the draft?
I don't know. I mean, whenever I get that call, I'll know who I'm going to.
Do you like that, Dan?
I did. I like that. I'm surprised he didn't say, yeah, absolutely.
I'm surprised he didn't say the opposite. Usually these players say, no, man, I'm a top 5 pick. I'm the number 1 pick. Everybody knows. I like that. That's been a thing. After like Abdul Carter, man, he definitely was like, oh, yeah, I mean, I'm the best player. I should be the number 1 overall pick.
Yeah, right. The swag that needs
the
to come
swag
out here.
Is real,
I will tell
man.
You this. Like, I'm hopeful that between now and draft weekend, we get a chance to have Daniel Jeremiah on the pod here and to pick his brain deeper on some of these things. But one of the things that he said last week about Mason Graham is he's a guy that is built for the fall and not for the spring. And I love that because he doesn't think that this is a guy that's going to ace the pre-draft process, right? Like, he may not test well. The on-field drills may not look exactly like you want him to look, but when it comes to playing football in games that matter, the dude is a major disruptor. And so that's something from the Bears' standpoint that they should be absolutely rooting for, that Mason Graham has himself a bad spring, you know, and just doesn't impress teams throughout this process, but then finds his way to that number 10 slot. And then you go, okay, you know, now we're going to take you to the fall and we're going to see what you can do there, because that seems to be where you do your best work. Ones out there,
but- yeah, well, I think Bears fans will like to hear too that during that same conversation, somebody brought up like some of the critiques of his game, maybe some of what you were just saying right there, like athleticism, and he very much resented that. He was like, I don't know where you're getting that stuff from. You know, I'm not hearing all that. But of course, that's what the player is going to say. But I mean, this is not Jalen Carter, but this is a dominant defensive tackle who would be worthy for sure. Just for the heck of it, Dan, I don't think that, you know, again, unless the Bears move up in the draft, Abdul Carter's not going to come to them.
No.
But this is a, you know, people using the word superstar to attach to Abdul Carter's name. Let's listen to a little bit of Abdul Carter just to get a little idea of what the Penn State edge rusher is all about. Here he is.
Yeah, I feel like you definitely need a franchise edge rusher. If you look at all the great teams that won Super Bowls, you have that one standout great defensive player, and I feel like I'm that. You know, my dad, he trained me to be the best player I can be, and not just being the best on the field, but off the field. And knowing all the work I put in, all the training I did, all the sacrifices I made, I know I'm the best.
Now that you're vying for a top pick alongside other quarterbacks, how do you think your value maybe weighs, you know, against people in that position?
Like I said, defensive players impact the game just as much as a quarterback. And I feel like me, myself, and all the best defensive players in the country need to just start speaking out about that more, because we're just important to the game as the best quarterbacks.
I mean, I don't think that edge rushers are as important yet, Dan, as the quarterbacks, but I mean, they're top three, right, position-wise.
Oh, no question. Yeah, I mean, that's a premium position, and it's an area where you want to get production. And, you know, look like that, but yeah, look.
There's a shake.
The Bears paid Montez Sweat to be an every quarter difference maker, and they're going to need to get a return on investment in 2025 on that contract that they gave Montez Sweat. In the meantime, they're going to have to find ways to complement him up front, you know, and whatever that looks like, whether that's an interior pass rusher, whether it's finding somebody that they can develop on the opposite side, go ahead and do that. Like, you know, for some reason today, I was in a conversation about Austin Booker, and you think about like what the Bears thought that they were getting in Austin Booker when they went through the draft last year. Well, now he's going to have to work with a whole new coaching staff who's going to have to determine what kind of potential they see in him. And that's Dennis Allen and his crew getting their hands on him. But like the faster you can find reliable pieces across your pass rush to make life difficult on a quarterback, the better it's going to be. Little Easter egg for those who follow me and you really closely, and not just via the Take the North podcast. Bears could always wait till day two and draft Lance Dixon out of DePaul for their
Lance Dixon, the 90s DePaul Blue Demons basketball player, about whom Dan and I spoke the last time we did this.
Fictitious.
Live. Yes, fictitious. We did some conflating. What was that show about? 2 weeks ago on The Score.
Yeah.
If you'd like to listen to 4 hours of Dana, mostly Bears talk, by the way.
There's always a lot to get to with this team.
Oh my God. There's some, well, and that's an interesting point you brought up too about mentioning Austin Booker. I literally have not seen you in person today because we've been all over this place doing our separate work, but I also, the name Austin Booker came up in my radio hit on The Score, as did Dominic Robinson. I brought those names up because they were asking me about, hey, you know, with some of these draft picks, maybe you take some chances with, you know, three, five, and six. And I'm like, oh man, I don't necessarily want, and I get it, end of the draft, six and your seventh round picks. I get it. Those are all always going to be, you know, probably developmental, but I don't necessarily want to hear that anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you got, and maybe Austin Booker and Dominic Robinson will develop into fine players, but now it's like you're at a point where you want to see these players blossom and get guys that are a little bit more of a sure thing. And I don't know if Ben Johnson will help to push the Bears in that direction, but I just, that's one thing that I'm kind of tired of when it comes to polls.